You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well. And welcome back. Today we're talking about this, how to spell beauty. That's right, how to spell beauty. You know, it's interesting because beauty starts with B-E for a reason. Today's Sacred Soul story comes from yesterday. I went to see my chiropractor and get adjusted, and while I was lying down on the table, the adjustment table, getting adjusted, my chiropractor said something to me that I have said to patients over the years many, many times, and that was, let me do the work, don't try to help me, because a lot of times what will happen is I'll be trying to adjust someone, and the patient's trying to kind of help, or they're trying to resist without meaning to, and so I'm like, you know what, just take a deep breath, and simply be. And that's exactly what my chiropractor told me. Now, being a chiropractor getting adjusted, you can imagine, like, I'm really trying to help my chiropractor out by doing all the things that I've told my patients over the years to do as well. But as I was lying there, he just said, you know what? Simply be. And in that moment, when I heard the word be, I thought about all the incredible words that start with be. Number one, beauty. It starts with B for a reason. And then think about this, best. Yes, it's not necessarily about best. It's about starting with B and then better. It starts with the word be. Now imagine if you could go through your life and it wasn't about what you were, what you are, what you will be, but it really is about who you are now. Not necessarily about how, not necessarily about when, but you being who you are right here and right now. Imagine what your life would look like. You simply and profoundly being you. What if you being you was enough? You know, oftentimes we'll say that. We'll be like, hey, you know what? You're enough. I'm enough. We're enough. And the other day I thought, wait a minute, it's not about quantity because the word enough implies a quantity. It's simply and profoundly a quality. Think about the qualities that you possess, my dear, in your being that can't be faked, they can't be maked or created. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to make up a word there. Can't be maked, can't be faked. They're genuinely who you are. They're the be in your best. They're the be in your better. And of course, they're the be in your beauty. We live in a world where there is so much competition, there's so much expectation of women to be a certain type of beauty, to look like the magazines, to be like the celebrities, to look like that one on Instagram, to look like that one on Pinterest. But what if your beauty isn't any of that? Because quite honestly, it's not. Your beauty begins with B-E for a reason. Today, what I'd like you to do, my dear, is take some time to really contemplate and to really consider what you being you looks like. How do you define yourself? What is the true essence and the true nature of you? What does it look like? Really, can you see that in yourself today? Because when you do and you begin to see that beauty starts with B-E for a reason, you'll stop looking for all the answers on the outside and you'll simply receive the solution on the inside. And you've heard me say this so many times, but when you can really truly go within and grow from within, you will no longer go without, my dear. I really hope this helps you today. I know it's a short, sweet one, but this one is so powerful. Take some time today and really appreciate you and the beauty, the B-E, that you are. you being you. So please grab your Sacred Soul Date Journal, your daily action to engage yourself. And today's Sacred Soul step is this. Begin to journal about what you being you, who you being you really looks like, and what that is for you. What character qualities, what qualities are you being you? I would love to hear from you. I would love to know what comes up for you and really what you're committed to being, who you're committed to being, and who you're committed to becoming. So please come on over to womensippingonlife.com and let me know how you're doing, and I will look forward to seeing you and sipping on life with your beautiful soul again tomorrow. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.